Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and I want to welcome you to the Medical Sales Guru podcast. This, of course, is the free podcast for medical sales professionals or those of you who are planning on becoming medical sales professionals. But make no mistake, the whole purpose of this podcast is for me and any guests that I bring on the show to help you to become better at selling medical devices, medical products, pharmaceuticals, any products and services that enable the healthcare community to take care of their patients in a better way. And one thing I always say is the patient always comes first, because you have to remember, ultimately, that's why you do what you do. Your main focus needs to be on helping the patient. Now, this is a very, very important mindset, because the truth is most people who are in healthcare sales, they focus on selling a product or a service. And I understand that. In fact, intuitively, if you think about it, every day these people go out of their houses with the goal of making sales. And that needs to be your goal as well. Never misunderstand or forget what it is that you do. Your goal is to grow sales. Your job is to grow sales for your company, to get your products into the hands of clinicians and clinics who can help their patients with them. But ultimately, focus on the patient, because that is really what it's all about. And when you focus on the patient, you're going to sell differently, you're going to think differently, and ultimately, you're going to have better results. So let's talk a little bit about the podcast. Why do I have a podcast for helping medical sales professionals? Well, this podcast is designed for busy people, people such as you, who are not sitting in an office somewhere. You are on the go. Every day you get up, you leave your house, you engage your customers. Maybe you work out of a home office. I suppose that's possible. There are some people who do direct telephone sales or online sales. But the vast majority of people in this career are involved in face-to-face selling. So this means you have to get out of your house and you have to get face-to-face with the people who can use your products. So this podcast is designed for you to listen to while you're driving to your first call or between calls, maybe while you're working out in the gym. And some of you hear that and go, working out in the gym? What are you kidding me? I don't have time to go to the gym. Well, we'll cover that on another podcast. But one thing I want to say right now is that working in healthcare sales is a very, very stressful job. It will take a toll on your body, on your emotions, on your mind, if you don't maintain all of those things. It's very important to maintain a level of physical fitness, because this job does require a certain amount of stamina. Of course, in certain areas, if you're, let's say, working in the operating room, where you're going to be on your feet 8 hours a day and you're moving around heavy equipment, it's going to require more physical stamina than other jobs. But nevertheless, you have to be in great physical shape. And being in good physical condition comes across in everything that you do. It comes across in the way you present yourself, the way you stand, the way you look. And while many of us choose not to believe this, our customers and prospects that we ever get in front of, they judge us on a subconscious level as well as a conscious level. And people tend to gravitate towards those who are healthy, who look vibrant, and are able to communicate their message in a very, very vibrant way. So I got a little bit off on a tangent there, but the point is, a podcast is something that is portable. It goes with you. So that's one of the reasons why I'm creating this podcast format. In fact, I have to be honest with you, this podcast has been around since 2008 or 2009, and I got away from it for a little while because the world has been embracing video. So I put more of an emphasis into video. Yet many of you got in touch with me, you sent me emails, and some of you, when I spoke to you in person when doing a live event, you said, "Mace, I missed the podcast because I was able to listen to the podcast while I'm on the go. I don't have time to listen to a video, or if I do use the video, if I go onto your medical sales channel or onto your website and look at the videos, essentially what I'm doing is I'm listening to them while I'm driving. So the podcast is good. Bring back the podcast." So this is why I'm relaunching the podcast, and I assume you're either listening to this on iTunes or through the Medical Sales Guru website. I've updated the website as well. It has a slightly different look. And the podcast is here. It will be here every week for you to learn, to think, and to be reminded about the things that medical sales professionals do that make them successful. This is here for you. And let me just say right now, I may repeat this, if there are any topics that you would like to hear about that I'm not covering or I have not covered in the past, just send me an email. I really want to hear from you. You have to ask for what you want. Fair enough. Just send me an email, mace@medicalsalestraining.com. I will do my best to incorporate the content into one of my podcasts, videos, or other or articles, because I write the medical sales blog, which is at medicalsalestraining.com as well. So you have your choice of how you want to consume the expertise that I have gathered from myriad of sources over the years. You can read it in the medical sales blog at medicalsalestraining.com. You could listen here on the podcast at medicalsalesguru.com. And also you have the medical sales blog where the content is in the written form at medicalsalestraining.com. So I hope you will take advantage of that. Why all this emphasis and why all this talk about content? Well, really what I'm talking about is how adults learn. I'm assuming you're an adult. I know you may not always act like an adult because I don't always act like an adult. But I'm talking now about how the adult brain works. When we want to learn something, we need repetition. We have to read it more than once. We have to hear it more than once. And the mistake that many people make is they think they can listen to a podcast once or read an article once and say, hey, I got that. I'm going to use that in my career. That's going to be very, very beneficial to me. And then the reality is what happens is it goes in one ear and out the other, or you read it and it just goes out. And the challenge with medical selling is that oftentimes when you're in the sales environment, it's a very, very stressful environment. You're selling to doctors, for example, or other healthcare professionals. These people are short on time. You could sense the urgency. Many of you can sense that they want you out of there. Their answers will be very, very terse. They won't look you in the eye. They're distracted by something else that's going on in the environment that you're in. So there's a lot of pressure that's going on. And here's the truth about pressure. When the pressure goes up, our ability to think, our intelligence actually goes down. Emotions go up, intelligence goes down, and pressure can really drive your emotions way up. So I don't know if you've ever experienced this. You go on a sales call and you get out of the sales call and you go, oh my gosh, I didn't talk about this. I wanted to mention, you know, how my widget helps the patient in this regard. It's one of the most important things. I forgot to mention it. And oh yeah, you know, I saw that thing on one of Mace's videos, and I wanted to try that technique when talking to the doctor. I completely forgot about it. Here's the thing. As a medical sales professional, you need to pressure-proof yourself. In other words, when you're in that pressure cooker environment, when everything is bearing down on you, you don't have the luxury of forgetting what you want to say or being able to move to the right content, the right information, the right techniques to be able to address the particular sales situation that you're in. It has to be almost automatic. Think about this. I use aviation. I'm the sales pilot, of course, so I like to use aviation as a metaphor. But imagine that the pilot who is flying the jumbo jet that you're on while you're crossing the Atlantic, you know, you're somewhere like 2,000 miles east of New York. You're over the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, which is churning with 10-foot waves. And suddenly there is a situation that is thrown at that pilot. Let's say that one of the engines loses power. And this is not the situation where the pilot's going to say, huh, seems like the engine lost power. I don't know what to do. Let me think about that for a moment. So how would you feel if the pilot gets on the PA system and says, ladies and gentlemen, you may have noticed that the aircraft has gotten a little bit quieter. That's because we lost power on one engine. I'm not really sure what to do about it, but we're working on it. So just sit back, relax. We'll update you once we get it all figured out. You don't want to hear that. What you want to hear is a pilot who's under control, who's handled the situation, who knows immediately what to do. So here's the point of this whole conversation that I'm having with you. Pilots train to a level where when something happens, they know how to respond. They get into a simulator where every emergency imaginable is thrown at them, often more than one at one time. For example, they may be simulating a takeoff where they have loss of power in one engine and a tire blows out, or there's a brake failure, maybe all three at the same time. They have to be able to handle that, because if it happens in real life, they can't say afterwards, oh, gee, you know, I forgot to hit the brakes, and I forgot to pull back the power and turn on the number two generator. That doesn't work. They have to be able to respond responsively, because that is the only chance that they have to do that. Well, guess what? In medical sales, when you are sitting or when you're standing with one of your valuable customers or prospects, that may be, in fact, it often is the only chance you're going to have about that product. Because a lot of times, if that sales presentation or conversation doesn't go well, the next time you broach the subject with the prospect, he or she says, oh, you know, hey, we already talked about that. I'm really not interested. Thanks so much. Is there anything else you want to show me? You only get one chance. So part of this pressure proofing that I'm talking about is repetition. If you want your selling skills to improve, you can't just read something once or listen to something once and expect to get results. So here's one of the things that you're going to notice with my content. A lot of times the topics are repeated. For example, something you see on the podcast here, something that you hear on the podcast here, you may see that I'll also write an article about it. In fact, the article may even be very, very similar to what you're hearing on the podcast. The same with the videos, similar content. Don't ever make the mistake of saying, oh, you know, Mace wrote an article about this. I already read it. I'm not going to watch this video. The content is put out in several different formats for a reason. Number one, people like to consume content in different formats. But more importantly for you is it gives you the opportunity to experience it in different formats, because something may click with you when you're watching a video, you're hearing the content for the second time, or maybe just the visual experience of watching me speak. I know that might be horrible for some of you, because, you know, I don't know why you want to watch me. I'm just a pretty ordinary guy, you know, standing in front of a backdrop. But for some people, there's something about the visualization of where the content is coming from that enables them to absorb it better. So, some of you may be the podcast. Some of you, you know, listening while driving or listening while you're out running or walking, it really sinks in for you. But the point is, when you have the opportunity to consume content in several different formats, take advantage of it. Repetition is key, because this is the way adults learn. We don't inculcate something the first time we hear it. We have to hear it multiple times. And here's a very, very important point that I want you to learn right now. So I'm going to pause for a second, because I want to set this up. I want you to understand this, because this is something that's going to be very, very, very key to your future success. Here it is. Your customers, they are probably adults. So they learn just like you and I do. They also need repetition to learn about your products and services and how those products and services are going to benefit them and their patients. I will say that again, because it's repetition. Your customers require hearing about your products and services more than one time in order for them to remember how it's going to benefit them and their patients. They are adult learners. Essentially, when you're making a sales call, what you're doing is you are teaching your clinical customers, or even if you're, let's say, calling on purchasing materials, and what you're doing is you're explaining the return on investment or how your product or service is going to impact the economics of the hospital. A lot of times it requires that they hear this message more than once. Don't misunderstand me. You're talking to very intelligent people. They will hear it, they will understand it, and they think they know it. But in terms of being able to implement it into their day-to-day jobs, they often have to hear it more than once. This is your job. This is something you have to do. You see, it's not your customer's job to remember what your products do. It's your job to remind them. So repetition is not only important from the standpoint of your learning, it's also important that you create a system or a process where you are getting in front of your customers multiple times to be able to repeat the benefits of working with you. This is something I teach in my sales process for those of you who have been through either one of my live training courses at your company or my, my medical sales online e-training. I go through the whole process. And one of the things that's key is how to follow up effectively. You have to plan the follow up from the beginning, because if you're not following up, you're not repeating the message, you're not reinforcing the message, and it's highly unlikely that your product or service will ever close with that customer. Repetition is very, very important. So another consideration is how you're using your drive time. And I remember back in the day when drive time was quiet time, or we would listen. You know, I would listen to the radio when I was driving between accounts, or sometimes I would just keep the radio off and think about my next sales call. We live in an environment, you are so lucky, where you have a mobile university, essentially. That's what your car is. And this is how I want you to think about it. When you're driving in your car, now you need to pay attention to your driving. Very, very important. You know, if you get into a situation or traffic is heavy, whatever you're listening to, even if it's me, folks, turn off the MP3 player or, you know, however you're listening to it, just turn it off and pay attention to your driving. But when you're in an open road or when you're walking or running or working out, this is a great time for really improving the skills and the thinking that's going to benefit you in your career. In fact, if you do this and your competition doesn't do this, you're at a big advantage. You are acquiring information and, more importantly, thinking skills. This isn't just about presentation skills or talking skills. This is about thinking skills. You're learning how to think so that when you're in a situation and you're trying to position your product to accurately address your customer's needs, when you have those critical thinking skills, you know where to go and you're able to respond appropriately. And that gives you such a huge advantage over your competitors who are going, it's really a good product. You really should consider it. Give me a call, doc, if you want to try it. You're not that stumbling, bumbling sales rep, because you know the questions to ask and you know how to position your products and how to set up the follow-up appointment because you're a pro. So when you're driving in your car, think of it as a mobile university and something that is going to enable you to really capitalize on this drive time instead of just making it empty time. In fact, get into the habit of listening to podcasts every day. There's a lot of podcasts on iTunes. Make mine one of yours. You know, subscribe to the Medical Sales Guru podcast. It'll be out once a week. It'll show up on your iTunes subscription list. Get in the habit of listening to these things. Turn your drive time into effective learning time that's going to help move your career forward. And while we're talking about this, in this relaunch of the Medical Sales Guru podcast, one of the things that I'm just trying to remind you about, some of the key things that I'll be talking about, but things that you need to consider in terms of being successful as a medical sales professional. This is an important one. And a lot of people don't like to hear it. It's very intuitive, but you need to plan out your sales calls. Very, very important. I don't care how good you are. Even if you listen to this podcast every week and you're consuming all kinds of content, reading books about selling, and you're practicing your sales presentations, you have to plan out the sales call. I mean, there's a lot of basics just involved in doing that. This is another thing I teach in my online course. You know, I teach the pain sonar medical sales process, which is geared, and what it allows you to do is it helps you to be able to plan very, very quickly for every sales call that you're going to make. And keep some things in mind here. Number one, not all your customers are the same, even in a given specialty. Let's say you're calling on vascular surgeons. I just picked that out of the air. But let's say you're calling on vascular surgeons. Not every vascular surgeon perceives his or her needs to be the same as another one. They look at things differently. So you can't position your product the same way to all of them, because if you do, you're going to lose a lot of sales. You know, it's kind of a hit and miss. You could really take a scientific, customized approach by planning out ahead of time so you understand what to talk about, or to get some insight into how their practice works, how their thinking works, so that you know what questions you're going to ask, you know where you're going to go when you're hit with certain objections, and the call becomes much easier. And this also, this pre-call planning moves you towards pressure proofing by taking the time to do this. So I'm going to repeat this a lot to you, because getting this into your head, here's an absolute truth. If you and one of your competitors, I don't care what you sell, you must have competitors. And don't forget, even if you have there isn't another company that makes a product like yours. So you might be thinking, well, I don't have any competitors. You know, I'm out here, so I could just kind of coast and wing it. No, that's not true. You do have a competitor. And guess who your competitor is? Your competitor is the status quo. That's right. Healthcare providers hate change. If we're talking about a doctor, a nurse, a therapist, anyone who works in the clinical setting with patients, they don't like change. In other words, if what they're using, if what they're doing is working, that's the status quo. They don't want to change it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is probably your biggest competitor, regardless of who your competition is. But you always have competition. So planning ahead really enables you to lower that pressure threshold, so you're able to have relevant sales conversations with your customers. And you will absolutely be able to just coast past your competitors when you take the time to do these things and they are not doing it. So while we're talking about your sales calls and your selling, here's something else that's very, very important. I want you to stop working for free. Some of you are probably laughing, saying, free? I don't work for free, man. Hey, I'm a six-figure earner, dude, multiple six-figure earner. I don't work for free. Well, yeah, you do. I mean, whatever amount of money you're making, I mean, you know, that's coming in. You've already established that threshold, either because it's your draw, it's your salary, or it's just existing business that you're maintaining. Your real job is to grow your business and to earn more money every year, to sell more products and services every year. So anytime you make a sales call on a customer, you go into a doctor's office, you walk into a hospital, you sit down with a CEO, a CFO, a CIO, and you don't know what you're doing, you say, uh-oh, that is time that you are there not to visit with them, not to have a friendly conversation to build rapport, although I will admit that is important. Relationships are important. But every time that you make a sales call, the goal is to advance the sale in some way. So what does it mean to advance the sale in some way? Okay, number one, if you get the sale, you've advanced it to the match. You know, I mean, excuse me, to the max. You know, when they sign on the dotted line, when they give you the purchase order, that is the sale. That you didn't advance the sale, you closed the sale. Congratulations. But if you're not walking out of there with the PO, you have to do something that's going to advance the sale. What's going to move the sale forward? This could be many things. Oftentimes, it's going to be to get the prospect, whoever you're talking to do something, to read something, to have a phone conversation with somebody, or to be prepared to meet with you again at a further time to accomplish a very, very specific task or goal. When you make a sales call and you walk out of the office without any of the types of things I just discussed, that was not a good sales call. I don't care if it was friendly and you guys laughed and the doctor patted you on the back and say, oh, you know, I'm so glad you came by. You made my day. Wonderful. When you walk out of there, other than making the doctor's day, what has that done to advance the sale? Because if the answer is nothing, then ladies and gentlemen, it was not a good sales call. It's only a good sales call when it advances the sale. So this needs to be your goal, because if you don't do that, then you are working for free. Sales calls need to generate revenue, or they need to lead to revenue. No professional visits. The purpose of this podcast is to help you to generate revenue for you. Let's face it, you're not working in the medical device world for charity. You're making this. In fact, I often say to people, you didn't get into this business to make a living. You got into this business to make a killing. Now, a killing means different things to different people. But what we're talking about is a high income, a very high income, much higher than average. Because if that isn't your goal, let me tell you something. There are much, much easier ways to make a living. Let's face it, this is not easy work. Calling on doctors and other highly trained, highly intelligent, with large ego healthcare professionals is not the easiest way to earn a living. Having to sell something to a hospital that requires tapping into their capital budget when they're not budgeted for your product, that is not an easy way to make a living. So if you're going to be involved in this, then you have to commit 100% and you have to determine that you are here to make the most amount of money possible. And I'll tell you something else. This job isn't going to last forever. I mean, at some point, this is demanding work. You know, if you're just starting out, you know, you might have 20 or 30 really good years. You might move on to management, but your time in the field, which I think is the most awesome time, you know, going into the doctor's office, selling, you know, meeting with hospital executives, this is the fun part of the job. This is where you really get to show your value and earn your money. But you're not going to always be able to do it. So you want to maximize that time right now. Plus, the other thing is, success in the field, success as a bag-carrying salesperson, is what's going to allow you to advance in your career up to management or higher. So you want to really, really perform well. And in order to do this, you have to be focused on making as much money as you possibly can. Now, keep in mind, this does in conflict with what I said earlier. The patient always comes first. When you stay focused on the patient and how you're going to improve the outcome for the patient, you're going to sell a lot and you're going to earn a very high income. But let's just be honest, you are in this job to earn a high revenue. So that's what you need to be focused on all the time. Not doing paperwork, not taking time off to go play golf with a customer, although I think that's happening less frequently than it used to have because of the changes in healthcare. But I mean, the question is, can you tie your current activities, whatever you're doing today, whatever you're doing right now, can you tie it to generating revenue? For example, listening to this podcast, you could definitely tie it into generating revenue. Now, here's the point. If you have the opportunity to call on a doctor instead of listening to this podcast, then you should call on the doctor, because that's a little bit closer to generating revenue than listening to the podcast. You can listen to this podcast all day. Unless you go out and call on a customer, it's not going to put any money in your pocket. Always prioritize tasks in terms of how close they are to generating revenue for you. Okay. Podcasts, learning, all these things are important, but always focus on those revenue generating tasks. One other thing I'm going to touch on, since we're talking about that, is organization and time management. Most sales reps suck at this. I got to be honest with you. When I'm coaching with sales reps and I ask them questions about how they organize their territory, how they plan their day out, it's almost non-existent. It's helter-skelter. It's really, really terrible, because this makes you very, very inefficient. There's a lot of content out there on organization and time management, especially if you have a large territory. This is very, very important. You have to be organized. You have to know what you're doing. You know, all the greatest selling skills in the world, the greatest product in the world, if you're disorganized and not getting in front of enough of your customers, then you're earning only a fraction of what you could earn. So don't undermine or underestimate the importance of good organization skills. The last thing I want to talk about is the importance of taking responsibility for your own success. And this may sound kind of trite or cliched, but the reality is the vast majority of people in this industry, they wait and see what their companies are going to provide for them in order to be successful. The sad truth is, in the medical device world, in the pharmaceutical world, you're going to have to spend money to make money. That's just the way it is. There's no free ride. Your company cannot provide you with everything you need to succeed. many times if I'm at a workshop and I ask what CRM they're using, for those of you who don't know what CRM means, it's customer relationship management software. It's software where you could track all of your contacts and your interactions with the customer, any problems they've had, what they're doing, what they said. A lot of times I get that deer in the headlights look. And someone will usually say, well, we've been waiting, I've been waiting for my customer. They've been talking about them maybe providing a CRM for us. And I'm thinking to myself, are you out of your freaking mind? You're waiting. You're something as important as a CRM. You're waiting for your company to provide it. Folks, you could go online. There are CRMs that you can use for free. For free. I use one called Zoho, or you could subscribe to it for a very low amount of money. It's like $10 a month. The question is, why are you waiting for your company to provide it? You're waiting because you don't want to spend the 10 bucks a month. Here's the reality, though. We're talking about people who don't want to spend the 10 bucks a month, but they want to make $300,000 a year. They're not willing to spend $10 a month to help them get organized to be able to make the $300,000 a year. This is a business where you're going to have to spend money to make money. As you know, I offer a lot of courses. Most of the programs I offer are really geared towards the company to either bring me in for a keynote presentation or to do a live workshop on site. But there are other courses that I offer for the individuals. My online medical sales training course. Is it expensive? It depends on what you mean by expensive. My definition of expensive is something that you invest in and you don't get a good return on investment. That makes it expensive. But I don't care how much you invest in something. If you get a multiple return, then that is a good investment. So you need to start thinking like a business person. And if you're not getting the sales results, and not with me, I mean, there's a lot of courses out there. There's tons of information. There's a lot of free information, but keep something in mind with free information. You get what you pay for. I think I give away a lot of great content that's going to provide you with really, really valuable skills and thinking that'll help you to succeed as a medical sales professional. But my paid content is a real step higher. I mean, I map everything out for you. I show you step by step exactly what you need to do, what you need to say. Something like that makes all the difference in the world. And you know, why don't I give that stuff away for free? Because this is how I make my living. And quite honestly, if I provide you with something at a good price that you're able to get a multiple return on investment for spending that money with me, I feel really, really good about that. That's how business works. That's what you're asking your customers to do. You're asking your customers to buy a product or service because it's going to benefit them, benefit their patients in some way where they're able to perceive that as a return on investment. And by the way, that's how you have to be presenting it. If they can't see an ROI from whatever you're doing, you're not going to make the sale. The bottom line here, folks, the other bottom line is that you're going to have to spend money to make money. So set some money aside with every paycheck for an education fund. I would say to make it 10%. Take 10% of your income, and you don't have to spend it. I mean, you know, sometimes you won't spend it, and your education fund grows larger. But imagine what happens. Like, you know, let's say you have, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 in your education fund. There are a lot of great training workshops and boot camps that you could go to that'll make a tremendous, tremendous difference in the way you think and the way you sell. And they will give you a good solid ROI. So be prepared to invest in yourself. Now, is what I'm telling you here is a little bit self-serving? Absolutely. I want you to invest in my programs. I want you to invest in my courses. But here's the bottom line. If you invest in my courses and you don't get an ROI on it, then it was a bad investment. I'm not going to let you have a bad investment. I'm going to make sure that you get the ROI. And if you're not getting an ROI, if you're having a problem implementing any of the material that you invest in with me, for example, I want you to let me know and I will help you to get that ROI. You've got to do the work. You've got to use the material. You have to be willing to go through a lot of repetition to learn, including this podcast. So I know I talked about a lot of things here. You probably said, well, you know, gee, you know, I already knew that. Gee, Mace, you're not sharing anything with me that I didn't already know. It's not about what you know that's going to make you successful in this job. It's about what you do. That's the biggest gap in the world, is between what people know and people do. Every time I do a workshop, I usually spend some time with the people the night before the workshop, either getting a cocktail or having dinner. And when I talk to them about their perceptions and ideas about medical sales, they know what it is they're supposed to do. They might need some help in fine-tuning their conversation so that they can articulate the value, but they know what they're supposed to do. Here's the big gap. They're not doing it, or they're incapable of doing it. When I put them in a role play situation the next day, you know, I use the sales simulator, which is a very highly structured role play based on flight simulator training. What they think they know about their products and services that will get them the sale, many, the vast majority, in fact, struggle to articulate that value. So it's not what you know, it's what you can articulate and how you can use that to move the sale forward. That's what I'm here to help you to do. So I encourage you to listen to the podcast every week. Unlike this podcast, each of them will be focused on a different topic. I may branch off and bring in some other topics to talk about, but if I do, it's because I think it's important. And I got to be honest with you, this is my 32nd year in this industry. So I know what's important. I engage medical device and pharmaceutical companies every week. I talk to sales reps almost every day. And when I'm talking about a particular subject or topic, it's because a sales rep or a sales manager or a VP of sales just expressed a challenge that they're having in their company or themselves in terms of being able to get past the next obstacle. So the information will always be timely. It will always be current. And all you have to do is subscribe on iTunes and listen. And I have a favor to ask of you. This is a free podcast, but the currency that keeps it going are your comments and reviews on iTunes. So if you can, when you're not driving your car, just go to iTunes. And in fact, you can do this right on in the iTunes app. Leave a review. Leave some comments. That really helps to drive the awareness of the program. Of course, that's what I'm after for what I do. And you do that for me. I'll keep these podcasts coming. I'll keep the videos coming. And I'll do all that I can to help make you successful. And you don't have to spend a dime with me, folks. This is here for you because I believe that what you do as a medical sales professional is very, very important. You make a difference. You put the right tools, the right products, the right services in the hands of healthcare that helps to drive better outcomes for patients everywhere. That's a big deal. You can be proud of what you do. You should be paid well for what you do. I'm going to help you to be paid well. Don't forget, whatever you do, the patient always comes first. You have the opportunity to make a difference. Go out and make it. Thanks for being with me this week on the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. I hope you'll join me every week. I'm here for your success. This is Mace Haroff. Until next week, good selling. Bye for now.